Good morning and welcome. Hour number three begins. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Look, I'm not the most street savvy guy in the world, but I'm certainly a lot less naive than probably most of my peers.
Okay.
And I've saw a thing or two, experienced a thing or two. But there's a new one. It's a drug, and I've never heard of it before.
And wow, that is shocking.
Yes. And, well, it's made from human bones.
Oh.
At least part of it.
Really?
This story is bizarre. It gets more bizarre, and it's... Huh?
More bizarre than part of it's made out of human bones?
Well, they call the drug Kush, which I always thought was a descriptive term for some kind of a hashish or a marijuana coming out from, I don't know, one of the provinces of like Afghanistan and stuff.
Okay.
Kush.
All right.
But apparently this is the name of this new drug originating in West Africa, which is very deadly. It's killed dozens of people every week in Sierra Leone.
Wow.
So here's the story. A former flight attendant was caught smuggling over 100 pounds of a deadly new synthetic drug made of human bones. She faces up to 25 years in a Sri Lankan prison.
Oh, they don't mess with you there.
I can't imagine a prison in Sri Lanka being nice. Charlotte May Lee, 21, from the United Kingdom, was seized at an airport in Sri Lanka earlier this month after allegedly carrying suitcases full of Kush. Now, here's a couple of odd things here. First of all, she was caught smuggling over 100 pounds.
Okay.
What was the baggage fee for that?
Oh, my goodness.
Because isn't it like 40 pounds per bag in a lot
50?
Of cases?
Yeah, right.
So
wow.
It's over 100.
Okay.
But she didn't notice, you know, that anything had changed. That was all her stuff. Really?
Right.
Okay. It's possible.
Okay.
Now, she's from South London. She claimed the drug stash, which has a reported street value of $3.3 million, was planted in her suitcases without her knowledge.
It's easy to hide 100 pounds of anything in your luggage, Bob.
Not that much.
Okay, maybe
no.
Not.
And she's
maybe.
Not a, she's not a, personally not a big girl.
Well,
she looks very average, maybe even slightly petite.
So that's like hiding a small person in your luggage.
100 yes.
pounds.
Yes.
Wow. But it's not mine. I have no idea how it got.
Which, remember, it's made of human bones. It could have been a small person. It's, I know, isn't that bizarre?
That is really weird.
She's being held in harsh conditions in that jail. She has to sleep on a concrete floor. Oh, I'm sure that's not the worst of it. The haul that was actually made on May the 12th is the biggest seizure of the relatively new drug in Sri Lankan history. Customs officials posed proudly with a stash, which could land her a 25-year prison sentence if she's found guilty of smuggling. And when they show a picture of it, you know how people do that, that like vacuum-packed bag?
Yeah, right.
Where they shrink it all down like that? Now, look, that's the stash, Greg. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's like, that's...
That's like...
They still had to squeeze that in probably very large suitcases.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That's
and it's already, remember, it's all, you know, vacuum sealed or whatever you want to call it. Wow.
That's a lot of stuff.
She said, I've never seen those drugs before. I didn't expect it at all when they pulled me over at the airport. I thought it was going to be filled with all my stuff. But then she also implied that she knew who had planted the drugs in her suitcases, but wouldn't name them.
But you didn't know it was there, but you know who did it.
Yeah, she said, they must have planted it then. I know who did it.
Okay.
Wow, this Kush drug or whatever apparently is most popular with young men, can cause individuals to fall asleep while walking. Collapse unexpectedly and even wander into moving traffic. Wow. Where do I get in line for that? That sounds like a partay.
Well, that's a good time.
What the heck?
Sounds like Joe Biden.
One of the drug's many ingredients is reportedly human bones and the insatiable desire for the substance has even led to ghoulish grave robbers raiding cemeteries in Sierra Leone. The country's president declared a state of emergency over abuse of Kush last year, while security has reportedly been tightened in graveyards to stop the digging up of skeletons.
Wow.
Branding Kush a death trap, you think? Sierra Leone's president, Julius Mado Bio, said that the drug posed an existential crisis to his nation. Well, it's like climate change, huh? Lee flew out of Bangkok around the same time that another young British woman now facing drug smuggling charges did. So, yeah, could you be set up? Yeah. I mean, that's why they tell you to always keep an eye on your bags.
Sure.
But you would notice, maybe she had very hefty bags. Apparently, her visa was expiring in Thailand. So she was going to Sri Lanka, I guess. All right. In the meantime, trying to get her visa extended or restored or whatever. So maybe she did indeed have all her possessions with her, possibly.
But a couple of things. One, was it checked bags? But then at some point, it's in your possession. You have handled it. You are a somewhat average-sized person already, and you don't notice 100 pounds extra of weight in your luggage?
Right.
That didn't
stand
out.
100 pounds extra. They threw out her stuff, theoretically.
So 100 pounds. I mean, she's hauling that around like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something?
Well, if you got two bags, 50 apiece, and I've filled a bag for 50 pounds because that's me. So, I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
Wow.
But, yeah, I don't know. But the biggest thing to me is I've never heard of this drug. What would the component of human bones have to do with it in terms of what would that do?
Well, you wonder if it started kind of like the rumors of a lot of the drugs that have like elephant tusks or some other part of some animal.
Some special powers,
it
because
means nothing in the real world, but once it is inferred that this is what does this for you, then it becomes a whole nother thing.
I mean, once you realize that bath salt could cause you to eat someone's face off,
see?
I think messing with illicit drugs is not worth it.
No, it's not your thing if you believe those stories, and then do it.
No, we've read the stories. We've shared the stories.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Hold a reason for grave robbing.
Yeah. Speaker Johnson, there are more than 1.4 million illegal aliens on Medicaid, and a related story about Social Security removing a bunch of individuals. Details on all of that coming up. All right? You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. You could listen to it on podcast, but first you have to download it wherever you normally download your podcast, and then just click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. 97.3 The Sky. Here we go, Gators. Here we go. Florida Gators going to make the 13th appearance of the College World Series. They beat the Georgia Bulldogs the other day and looking pretty good. So the Gators in the big hunt for the Women's College World Series. Exciting stuff. I love it. I feel bad saying this. I've yet to attend a game. Been to many Gator baseball games, would love to go to a softball game, and I don't know why it's never on the radar at the right time. And apparently, I missed it again this season. But that doesn't stop me from rooting for him and cheering him on. House Speaker Mike Johnson, Sunday, CNN, State of the Union, he said there's more than 1.4 million illegal aliens on Medicaid. And Speaker Johnson said, we're not cutting Medicaid in this package. There's a lot of misinformation out there about this. He said the numbers of Americans who are affected are those that are entwined in our work to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. And what do I mean by that? You've got more than 1.4 million illegal aliens on Medicaid. Medicaid is not intended for non-U.S. citizens. It's intended for the most vulnerable populations of Americans, which is pregnant women and young single mothers, the disabled, the elderly. They are protected in what we're doing because we're preserving the resources for those who need it most. Johnson added, you're talking about 4.8 million able-bodied workers, young men, for example, who are on Medicaid and not working. They are choosing not to work when they can. That is called fraud. They are cheating the system. When you root out those kinds of abuses, you save the resources that are so desperately needed by the people who deserve it and need it most. That's what we're doing. Oh, it doesn't matter. The lefties and the news, the way they report it, they'll make it sound like you're cutting it and you're evil and people are going to die because of it. It's just, it's ridiculous. You know, here's another one. Social Security has removed from its rolls 12.3 million individuals listed as 120 years or older. That's awful. They're cutting them off. They're 120. They probably need Social Security. No. They probably need to rest in peace because they've long, most of these people long since passed. The discrepancies in these figures and the alarming ages of some of the individuals have garnered national attention over the last several months. It was Doge that in March came out and said, yep. Looks like we got like 3.2 million number holders aged 120 and older. And then a month later, another update. I've got about another 11 million listings that we found, those aged 120 and beyond. Now it seems there's a total of 12.3 million individuals listed as 120 years old plus. They're finally now being marked as deceased in the system.
Oh, Bob, you know, people live longer than they used to.
Now, know. That's true.
That's just saying.
That is very true. But apparently these people long gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Some complex cases remain, such as individuals with two different birth certificates or more on file.
Or more?
Or more.
Oh, yeah.
These will be invested. What's one of these? Barry Obama. Born in
Satoru?
Kenya.
Kenya. Hmm.
Oh, no, here's one. Born in Hawaii.
Huh.
Then there's Satoru. Barry, yeah. Satoru.
How many times was he born? Huh. Interesting.
This update coincides with other red flags issued by Doge figurehead Elon Musk and has made waves in March when he claimed 2.1 million non-citizens received Social Security numbers in 2024. Received them in 2024.
Hmm.
Not like, oh, this is old. We didn't go through all the paperwork and clean it up yet. 2.1 new.
Wow.
Social Security numbers going out to these people.
What's wrong with this picture?
Regarding how that is possible, a coworker of Musk's looking at Social Security, Anthony Gracias, CEO of Valor Equity Partners, said that the previous administration had a policy that allowed migrants to enter the country and then register for Social Security.
Yeah. Unreal. Unreal.
Doge savings at the time of this writing total $170 billion across the board. Now you've got to make sure that those things stick. So you've got to make sure that, you know, it's codified by the Senate and the House.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to get all that stuff done. Maybe you got some time on the lake, the river, the springs.
Ooh, popular.
Yeah. Or the ocean. Memorial Day at sea turned into a disaster. Nearly a dozen people were hospitalized in Florida after their boat appeared to explode and gush into flames. This in the Fort Lauderdale area. U.S. Coast Guard reported that an investigation is underway to determine the cause of the boat to explode and injure the 13 passengers on board near the Lauderdale Yacht Club. This was at 5:45 p.m., 13 people on board. This happened Monday near the New River Triangle, Fort Lauderdale. Coast Guard shared an update. Cleanup efforts underway following the report of the boat explosion. And they had many agencies deployed to the scene. Hopefully, the 13 people that were injured, hopefully not too terribly bad. Yep. The boat was anchored to a sandbar. When somebody went to start it, for reasons unknown, it exploded when they tried to start it. I mean, you can get trapped fumes in the engine compartment. And
doesn't take much.
It does happen, yeah. A dog was also on the boat, but thankfully was not injured. Officials said 10 of the 11 victims were transported to Miami Hospital burn unit. Ooh, not good. All right. Read the owner's manual.
Yeah,
Says the guy who never reads his owner's manual.
Well, do as I say, not as I do. It's been around for a long
time. My dad taught me that.
See? I don't think he meant it for a lifestyle, though.
So. No, maybe not.
No.
Good morning and welcome, and happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling. Can you believe it's already Tuesday? Yes, because we all enjoyed a day off, or a lot of us did. It is 8:28, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Go Gators! Yep, Gators Lady Softball kicking butt, going to the College World Series again. This will be their 13th appearance. And according to my sources, you've got a game, 2 days away. So, what would that be? Thursday? And that's in Oklahoma City. Of course, that's where it takes place. But taking on them Texas Longhorns.
Here you go.
Matthew McConaughey probably be out there. All right, all right, all right.
Probably so. You know that line was ad-libbed?
Was it?
And look what it's become. It's like a part of Americana.
Was that from that movie?
Was from a movie, yes.
Was it a movie that was like a coming-of-age thing? It was
early on, kind of early on.
Does it have a Led Zeppelin kind of a lyric as the name of the title? You don't know.
I don't know. I'm not remembering it. I just remember that line.
All right, all right. He plays kind of an oddball because, like, all the other kids are in high school, and he's, like, graduated already a couple of years. Yeah, it's kind of, you know what I mean? Kind of weird. Everybody had a friend like that, didn't they?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
We knew a guy in Michigan. Yeah, he was, like, 19. We were, like, 15, maybe a couple of us 16.
Still hanging out with you guys?
And riding his 10-speed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it wasn't, like, for shortage of money. His mommy could have bought him a car.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You know.
So this is the only friend that doesn't sound like he should be in the mafia today, right? I'm guessing?
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now.
Because all the other ones really sound like mobsters.
He did have a nice 10-speed, though. Well, I'll give him that.
Well, if they had a little money, I'm sure they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, he took good care of it. Duck Dynasty. The Dynasty will continue.
Yes, it shall.
But without Phil.
That's sad.
Phil Robertson passed away at the age of 79. Well, it's sad in a way, but it's probably a blessing in a way, too, because he had Alzheimer's and he was battling that, and that ain't pretty for anybody. But, yes, rest in peace. And, you know, look, he was a man of strong foundation, strong belief. Franklin Graham praised him, loved the guy, and so did millions of Americans who watched the show. And daughter-in-law Corey Robertson said on Facebook, "Thank you for the love and prayers of so many whose lives have been impacted by his life, saved by grace, by his bold faith, and by his desire to tell everyone who would listen the good news of Jesus." So, yeah, they said the announced a return of the reality show. It'll star Corey and Willie, called Duck Dynasty: The Revival, and that is set to debut in June, which... I don't know if you looked at the calendar recently. June's like right over there. Mm-hmm. Right over here.
Oh, it's here.
A couple more days. We'll be there. All right. No booze for yous. No booze for yous.
Who's yous?
Everybody that wants to go to Saudi Arabia and watch the World Cup.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Interesting. It says... claim, this is right off the bat, right beginning of the article, multiple reports of dubious sourcing surfaced this weekend claiming that the Islamic government of Saudi Arabia had decided to end its 73-year ban on alcohol sales and consumption in anticipation of hosting the 2034 FIFA World Cup. And that is false.
Probably saw it on the internet somewhere. Somebody made up something. I'd say there is so much fake stuff out there right now. I mean, well, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
We talked
about it
last week with the whole Tebow coming back to, you know.
Yeah, I got duped.
No, it's
and they just, what? Why? Why do they keep doing
and
that?
Now the AI images are, you've got to really look carefully because there's more and more fake stuff out there. Don't believe what you see.
I don't want this to sound like over the top that I haven't thought it out. Yeah. And doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to do it. But I got to tell you, there are times when I get a very, very strong inclination where I really, really want to unplug.
Oh, totally.
I really do.
Totally.
I can tell you I would completely.
But you can't.
My job.
Yes.
Part of my agreement is, you know, I've got to be a little bit active here and there. And
you got to know what's going on.
Well,
But
again, how? Yeah, how?
I know. We got to filter it all.
It's all about the truth tellers, which are far and few between. And yeah, and they're overwhelmed by the clickbait and the garbage and the AI and all that. It is. It's frustrating. And then when I see what my cable TV bill is just, oh my gosh, my parents are like rolling over in their grave. They go, you spend how much on what? You know? So I'm going to try to snap out of it at least to some extent. I'm not going to make any big promises, but it is time for action. I can't. I simply can't. Well, I'm not going to say I can't afford it. I can. I'm blessed enough to afford, within reason, most of the things that I would like to have. I mean, maybe not a brand new 911, but I mean, other than that, I can afford a lot of things, but I don't want to. Like, I don't want to throw money away on that. I would rather have, you know, like a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just talked about a vacation. How do you make reservations?
You go to the app.
You do this, you do that. Then you find out, oh, no, those reservations are wrong. Or we never received that. I've had it up to here with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is all really, I got to tell you, I mean, you want to go on a trip? That's supposed to take your stress away.
Oh, no.
It adds to it.
No. And then we're going to charge you for parking when you get there. By the way, just saying.
I mean, it does really want to make you just unplug. I'm not going to say go off the grid because...
Well, you can't.
I want electricity and air conditioning, and I always will want that.
Well, you know, I've got friends who go, I'd get off the grid. I'm thinking, okay, there's a lot of things you haven't thought about. One, are you going to have a cell phone? Okay, I guess maybe there's some ways around. But, okay, this piece of property that you're going to live on when you're off the grid.
Right.
Do you own that piece of property?
Well, I pay rent on it because you never own it as long as you're paying property taxes.
Not my point. Is there a title to that property?
Oh.
That means the government knows who owns it.
That's why I use a Biden shell company and put everything in that because I know they'll never look at it.
Well, see, now you're on to something.
Right.
If you're really off the grid, you are roaming and you are moving and, no car title, no, you know, title on property, no, nothing like that. Most people are not really off the grid that like to think that they are.
Phones still do that, roam and roaming charges.
They know where you are. I'll put it that way.
Oh, that for sure.
That's, you know.
I mean, that is without a doubt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that. Yeah. All right, so Saudi Arabia says those reports are not true. No, you won't be drinking. It is a devil sauce, you idiots. Snap out of it.
Not here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you do what you want.
Uh-huh.
In your own little part of the world.
Yes.
But not over here. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says a federal judge's court order blocking the Trump administration from deporting illegal aliens to South Sudan will cause, quote, significant and irreparable harm to the United States foreign policy. Rubio's comments came in a late-night filing to the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. Judge Brian Murphy, appointed by former President Joe Biden, ruled this week that the Department of Homeland Security violated a prior preliminary injunction by deporting 8 illegal aliens, all violent convicts, to South Sudan. Imagine that.
Wow.
We're standing up for violent criminals and convicts.
Wow.
Only because Rubio and Trump and J.D. Vance and others stand on the other side of it. The only reason why.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration had deported the illegal aliens, some of whom have been convicted of murder, rape, child sex crimes, to South Sudan after their native countries refused to take them back. Rubio, in the filing to the court, argues that Murphy's order has already disrupted U.S. diplomacy with South Sudan, Libya, and Djibouti, threatening the president's Article II authority to conduct foreign policy. Yeah. This Department of Justice believes that this situation urgently requires judicial intervention to restore Trump's full Article II authority to conduct foreign policy. I mean, doesn't that make sense that a single judge of a district should not be able to interfere with the foreign policy of the executive branch, namely the president or the State Department? They shouldn't be able to do that. So we'll see where this goes. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Donnie, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. As far as I know, there is no court that can issue a visa for someone to come into our country to visit, to go to school, for anything. And, you know, it is a separation of powers thing, and the Supreme Court is doing irreparable damage to the country and the Constitution by not stepping in and just shutting this down. They don't issue visas. It is solely at the discretion of the State Department for whatever reason they want to issue it or to not issue it. And they're letting district judges tell you you have to give visas to people? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. The people we're talking about are not accused of. They're convicted murderers, convicted robbers, convicted child sex predators.
Wow.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, with more to come on 97.3 The Sky. Once again, we go back to the future. 8:50 on the Bob Rose Show, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it very much. Okay, so back to the future. Is there anybody listening to the show that wasn't fully aware of the mental decline of President Biden?
Shouldn't be.
We talked about it when he was running.
Yes.
He was hiding in a basement. He couldn't draw a crowd even when he did try, and then he couldn't string sentences together. I mean, everybody knew it. How long is this kind of news cycle going to continue? This is from Fox News. Credibility crisis. White House reporters speak out on whether Biden's mental decline was deliberately hidden. Absolutely, of course, it was deliberately hidden.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever. We know all the reasons why it was done, and it was done very much with the blessing and the covering of most of the mainstream media.
So are they speaking out now?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I honestly don't know. Here's the takeaway. The takeaway is Democrats are not shy about lying to your face. Not shy about it at all. Bold-faced lie right to your face. You know, that's not easy to do, but apparently they had no problem with it. And then the media, totally in sync with them. Well, you got this Jake Tapper coming out. Now all of a sudden he's trying to pretend like he wasn't part of it.
Right.
Give me
right.
a break. Okay, I'm not going to spend any more time on it because that's part of what I wanted to say was, are we all over this? We all know his mental acuity suffered a great deal. And that they lied about his condition. And you know, it wasn't just that he just lied. They were so over the top.
It was so blatantly.
Every one of those Democrats, I want you to remember them really forever.
Mm-hmm.
That they are lying sacks. And if they'll lie about that, they'll lie about anything.
But Bob, they couldn't even keep up with him. This is the best Joe Biden I've seen in 30 years.
Isn't it crazy how
sharp as a tack?
Yeah. Like, what do they do? They sit around in a room and they go, hey, man, we're going to push this Whopper, okay? And somebody said, let's not just push the Whopper. Let's really go over the top. Let's say that if Biden was on Jeopardy today, nobody could beat him for 60 days straight. Nobody. I mean, why not? That's how far they went. Yeah. They went crazy. They went cuckoo.
And then what? 2 weeks later? Let's get rid of Joe.
Oh, yeah.
You know? The same people.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. Guys. Look, and again, politicians lying. Oh, yeah. I guess we shouldn't be too shocked. But CNN, MSNBC, the Alphabet Networks, oh, my God, how can they look themselves in the mirror? I mean, either you are completely brainwashed and you're one of those lefty weirdos, or you've got to look yourself in the mirror and go, what the heck were we thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we cover? Why did we do that?
Yeah.
I don't know that they have the wherewithal to have that kind of, you know, self-talk or whatever.
Oh, but what's worse are the ones that then take it a step farther and go, they fooled us. No, you were there. You were there. You saw him. As much as they kept him hidden, you know.
It just, I'm over it. And still, it's some of the top of some of the news things. We all knew it. Yes. We knew it going way back.
Yep.
All I can say, all I want to say is, remember all those liars.
Mm-hmm.
No credibility. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, yeah, NBC, you know, New York Times,
yep.
Washington Post. I mean, the list, it just goes on and on and on. All believing the lie. Those are people that do not love America. They are not truth tellers. And so no matter what, you can never trust them. They can never be trusted. And they never should be trusted. Look, you're going to see some changing of the chairs on the decks of these Titanics, like, you know, CNN. You saw CBS News just went through a couple of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really going to change the overall culture of these so-called media organizations? Is it really going to change the culture? I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, if you spelled it out perfectly in a board meeting about how monetarily you would be much more successful if you were closer to, say, telling the truth, it would still be rejected because the policies and the ideology do not mesh with the power players in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So, good luck with all that. But we, at least here on the Bob Rose Show, me and Greg and the team.
Oh, the team's on board, Bob.
The team is moving forward.
They're,
you know,
on board.
What?
Yeah.
I'm buying hats for the whole team.
Woo!
Buying hats.
That's going to cost
for
you.
For the team.
That's going to cost
you. Can you order those right after we get our business cards?
Yes.
Thanks. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. 97.3 The Sky.